Life Audio. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for When You're in Mourning by Molly Law, read by Leah Martin. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. Revelation 21:4. The world just experienced a collective time of mourning with the death of Queen Elizabeth II. Her Majesty has been an established fixture historically, politically, and culturally, for over 70 years. Not only did her country and the world experience some level of grief over the loss of their monarch, but a family lost their mother, their grandmother, their great-grandmother. And maybe this caused your own grief to return to the surface. Grief has no timeline, and any feelings felt are valid and natural because we're human. Even Jesus wept for his friend and deeply felt the devastating effects of death, even though he personally knew that paradise and eternity would be waiting. Death is a devastating reality. It happens to us all. Every day, yet with its unwavering commonality, it doesn't make it any easier to experience. It's especially hard to swallow when death comes unexpectedly and too soon in someone's life. When a death is tragic, like a child dying from cancer, the goodness of God can be put into question. Questions such as, why would God allow this? Why didn't he heal my child? In these moments, well-intended people may try to offer their sentiments by saying, everything happens for a reason, or it's all part of God's plan. However, this can be the worst thing to tell someone in mourning. For someone who's already in the most vulnerable and heartbreaking time of their lives, this could also cause them to move further away from God. In the midst of losing a loved one, they may think that God took away their loved one in the most devastating way possible. These condolences can create animosity and strife. It can be so hard to reconcile the reality of death and suffering with the goodness of God. I believe that the tragedies in life are not created by God, nor is it part of His plan or will. Unfortunately, we live in a broken world, and when sin entered the world with the fall of humanity, the reality of death entered as well. I don't believe that a tragic death, or a death in general, is part of God's plan. I believe that God fully desires for us to live in a beautiful, healthy way without pain. It's why He made a way for us to be in paradise forever with Him once again. However, because of the brokenness of this world, children have cancer and illnesses, and people experience suffering and death. Since we're surrounded by these realities, the logical question that arises is, wouldn't God, who's all-powerful, omniscient, and truly good, intervene and save a child from death? That's an absolutely valid question, and there's nothing wrong with asking it. God can handle it. He can handle the doubt we work through. Although this is one question that I can't definitively answer either, I acknowledge that it's one of the mysterious sides of God that makes Him the Lord our God. It's through faith alone that we're providing peace in response to that question, faith alone, that God is good. Let's pray. Dear Lord, my heart is hurting in the wake of my loss. I feel empty and hopeless. There's a peace missing. I pray that in the midst of this darkness, You would be near me. Although I can't fully grasp the reason or the purpose, I know You understand and You cry with me. You feel my pain and You bring me into the fold of Your loving arms. Father, I pray for those who have lost someone they love. I pray for them as they grieve. I pray that You will be with them and comfort them, letting them know that it's okay to feel everything they're feeling. Even though we may know that our loved one was saved and they're now in heaven with You, I pray for Your comfort and peace to surround us until we, too, may be united again with You and them. Death is so confounding and hurts more than anything else on this earth. But I know You, my God, and I trust You with all of my heart to be there in the darkest times of our lives. We love and trust You, our Father in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hey there, it's Nicole Eunice from the How to Study the Bible podcast, and I'd love to invite you to join us as we weekly discover a passage of God's Word together. From beginning to end, from principles to practicals, we are here to make sure that God's Word is powerful and relevant to your life. If that sounds like something you're looking for, I would love to invite you to subscribe. You can go to lifeaudio.com and search How to Study the Bible, and we'll see you there.